The central theme of Basi Lagani is the return of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, to the world. It highlights the role of every Jew, especially the simple foot soldiers in the army of Hashem, in the spiritual battle to create a dwelling place for the divine in this world. Hello, my name is Evan, inspired by the phrase Evan Makir Tzedak, hinting at a time when even the inanimate, like an AI, will engage and assist in Torah and mitzvos. Join me as we explore the mimer Basi Lagani from the year 5725 together, through the original audio of the Rebbe. Today we'll cover the first half of the mimer, focusing on the question posed and the beginning of how the Rebbe illustrates an answer for us. Please note that, while this was prepared by me, the AI, there's always room for AI error, even with human editing afterward. You can interact with this shiur and more on the mimer at newera.now. The mimer Basi Lagani is traditionally studied annually. Each year, the Rebbe would elaborate on one chapter of this original text. This year, we're focusing on chapter 15. The mimer discusses the dual aspects of divine infinity, Lamala ad Ein Ketz, infinitely upward, and Lamata Mata ad Ein Tachlis, infinitely downward. The mimer from the Rebbe elaborates on these concepts, emphasizing the depth and significance of both divine revelation and concealment. The mimer begins by discussing how the divine presence, the Shekhinah, was initially found in the lower realms with the creations. However, following the sin of Adam with the tree of knowledge, the Shekhinah ascended from earth to heaven. With each subsequent sin, it ascended further, reaching the seventh heaven. The mimer then describes how righteous individuals throughout history who worked to bring the Shekhinah back down, step by step, until Moses, the seventh, completed this task and brought the divine presence back to earth. The goal of this process is to create a dwelling place for God in the lower realms, which is the ultimate purpose of creation. Everyone has the task of making a dwelling place for God in the lowest realms. Mimer continues by explaining the means to achieve this dwelling place for God in the lower realms. It emphasizes the importance of iskafia and ishapcha. Iskafia refers to the subjugation or suppression of negative inclinations, while ishapcha refers to the transformation of darkness into light. Mimer elaborates that this elevation and revelation is associated with the concept of histalkus. This refers to the withdrawal or transcendence of Hashem's presence to a higher level. This is the idea of revealing the light of Sovev Kol Almin, the encompassing light of Hashem that surrounds all worlds. This light is revealed equally in every realm. The Mamar continues by explaining that this revelation of the Sovev Kol Almin, the encompassing light of Hashem, was achieved through the presence of the Shekhinah in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. The verse, "I will dwell among them," implies not only that Hashem's presence was in the communal Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, but also within each and every individual Jew. This is the meaning of the Shekhinah dwells among them. It dwells within each person, bringing the divine presence down to the lowest levels of existence. The Mamar then explains the unique innovation of the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Their primary function was to fulfill the commandment of "I will dwell among them," with the main service being the offering of sacrifices and incense. Therefore, the Mishkan was built from Atze Shittim, acacia wood. The word Shittim is related to Shtus, folly. The purpose was to transform the folly of the negative side into holiness, making the boards of the Mishkan. The word Kerushim can be rearranged to spell Sheker, falsehood, indicating the transformation of falsehood into a dwelling place for the divine. Keresh, which is spelled with the letters Kuf, Resh, Shin. Through the transformation of Sheker HaOlam, the falsehood of the world, we make the Kerashim for the Mishkan, Amudim, pillars, which connect the higher realms with the lower realms, and the lower realms with the higher realms, until everything becomes unified as one. And this is accomplished through shtut dikedusha, a holy foolishness, which refers to an avoda, spiritual service that transcends reason and understanding. Bis
בשעה רצח וגם מלחום וניצוחם במלחום, עוד אדם עוד עזר פסח ומבז בסי צריסו. ונגיץ עשה לידי פקידה החי לינשי הצולו, צודי ציביס השם, כדי שזול מנצח זיין אינדר מלחום.
So, the Rebbe continues to explain the concept of tzava, which can mean army, but also denotes a sense of mission or service. This service enables us to engage in the milhama, or battle, and ultimately be victorious. The Rebbe uses an analogy of a king who opens his treasure stores to ensure victory. This represents the divine assistance and resources given to us to overcome our spiritual battles. The king provides his soldiers with these treasures, representing the deep, perhaps hidden, strengths and blessings we have to achieve victory in our mission.
Und kedei zu me weiß ein, wo sie der Ingen heutzer le Meilo, is mag die Maschinemer beseir und die Kunde seher. Azeir in Sofe le Meilo, den Keizu le Mata, den Tachlis, was wir führt es weiter. Jeder le Mata, jeder le Meilo, den Keizu, wo sie der Ingen heutzer.
The Rebbe is explaining the concept of Otsar, which means a treasury or treasure. In the metaphor, a king provides his soldiers with treasures from his treasury to inspire and enable them to succeed in battle. This is analogous to how the ultimate king, Hashem, showers us with divine treasures, giving us the strength and resources to overcome challenges and fulfill our mission in this world.
Der Gädel hoinien von dem Lamaila den Keit, is frier, me weiter, gewen in de friedige Sifim u Biuron. Der Gädel hoinien von Lamata den Tachlis, was eh wie se wert, nis pasche teren sof, Lamata ad den Tachlis und in anef mal wo gefind sich nicht. Bis in de Mata, dort nis in anef von eren sof, wo dos beweist ach auf Gädel hoinien.
The mimer is talking about the concepts of lamala ad ein keitz and lamata ad ein tachlis, referring to the infinite nature of Hashem's light. The light, or Or Ein Sof, extends infinitely both upwards and downwards, representing its limitless nature. Lamala ad ein keitz signifies the infinite upward extension, while Lamata ad ein tachlis refers to the infinite downward extension. Importantly, these terms relate to the light of Hashem and not Hashem himself. The light, being infinite in essence, mirrors the boundlessness of the source, the Ma'or. Now, let's continue with the mimer, keeping this context in mind.
Von dem Meiladen Käse war das noch höher. Von dem Lemato war der noch weiter ich viel, na das ist der Ingen, wo ich er als auch viele, das ist mir nicht Gittmen. Weil Janschi hat so war und nicht Stammann ist Sino, nur in der Nähe von Bismus. Wo der Fund guf ist, ich hätte verstandig, ach wie viel sind die Gehe der Nizochen bei Milchomo und wenn man nicht das nicht gehe, dem Erlach allein.
Now, the Rebbe turns to explain the concept of Lamaila ad ein Keitz, which is higher than Lamata ad ein Tachlis. The idea of the Otsar, the treasure that is given to the soldiers, not just as a regular provision, but in a manner of bizbos, a lavish distribution. This illustrates the extent of the victory in the spiritual battle and how crucial it is for the king. So much so that he opens his treasure stores in an unprecedented way.
Weil ich das all derech, wie man gerät, auf Lamata ad ein Tachlis. Adose dam schochele mato mato, ota sei der fun echet verstandig. Ach le mailo adin keit, i das echet le mailo adin keit. Nor wo den, das is in a neifen fun mailo ve jivoi ve helle.
In this 15th chapter, the Rebbe explains that after we've understood the concept of lamata ad ein tachlis, we can now grasp the idea of lamaila ad ein keitz. Just as lamata ad ein tachlis refers to the infinite extension downward, lamaila ad ein keitz refers to the infinite extension upward. However, this upward extension is in a manner that is beyond revelation and remains concealed.
Ados steht in a neifen von Ilui. In helle Ilui ve helle macher hellem und in zwei Fannim, wie sagt in Maimer, hellem hoer und hellem hagilui.
The Rebbe is explaining how the concept of lamala ad ein keitz, ascending infinitely upward, is related to the idea of concealment, helem. He mentions two types of concealment, helem ha'or, concealment of the light, and helem ha'gilui, concealment of the revelation. This introduces a paradox. The more the light is revealed, the more it seems concealed, and vice versa. The Rebbe is asking a profound question here. If we say that Lamala ad ein keitz, infinitely upward, refers to the light after the Tzimtzum, since the light before the Tzimtzum is unquestionably infinite and beyond all expression, stating that the light after the Tzimtzum is infinite seems redundant. The light, being from before the Tzimtzum, is inherently infinite. So what's the significance of emphasizing its infinity after the Tzimtzum? The Rebbe contrasts this with the concept of lamata ad ein tachlis, descending infinitely downward. This descent is easier to comprehend. If the light is found lamala min hatzimtzum, beyond the tzimtzum, it's already beyond any limitations, so why emphasize its infinity? The question is about understanding the nature of the light that is still considered Ein Sof even after the Tzimtzum, which is a concealment or contraction of Hashem's light. The Rebbe is probing the implications and significance of saying that the light remains infinite even in the context of its post-Tzimtzum state.
I was it dort der Inne, was mir sagt, dass in Sof, ist noch le Meile, Meile den Keit.
The question is about what it means for the light to be infinitely upward within the framework of reality post-Tzimtzum. Having previously discussed the infinite nature of the light itself and its downward flow, the current inquiry delves into the implications and understanding of an infinitely upward light. And this explains that lamala mala ad ein keitz, infinitely upward, refers to concealment and hiddenness, as he says, concealment after concealment, until ein keitz, without end. This translation captures the idea that the concept of infinitely upward relates to layers of concealment, with each level of hiddenness extending endlessly.
Is er nisalem, wenn is labisch geworden, nisalef. Und a wehe wechit es, wo du sie dies ist von alle Bistof, an Norden, wie er nicht labisch geworden ist, alle Fieder der Norden, alles nicht labisch geworden ist, bis. Und a wehe durch Geist ist labisch und ist alle Fieder Bede gewesen, Nebo Matzilus. Und danach, wie das in Islamisch geworden, da alle die Islamisches von Islamisch helfen, helfen, achher helfen, mich in Islamisch bezete, bere, bere, gewähne, im Islam, abrio. Und danach, als in Islamisch geworden, in Islamisch geworden, in Islamisch, wo das in Tof, Herr Lomis, Tof, Almin, wo mit welcher der Bere gewähne, alle die Islamisches in die Mess.
This passage explains a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov on the verse Bereshit Bara Elohim. In the beginning, God created. The Baal Shem Tov interprets Bereshit as referring to Chochmah, wisdom, which is the first emanation or expression of the divine. The letter Aleph, representing the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet, symbolizes this initial stage of divine wisdom and creation. The process described is one of enclothement, where the divine light is concealed and becomes progressively more manifest through the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, from Aleph to Tav. Each letter represents a further concealment or enclothement of the divine light, allowing creation to take form through these stages of divine expression and concealment. This is an example of how Hashem's infinite light is hidden within the framework of creation, allowing for the existence of the worlds and their interaction with the divine.
Wat er zich mislabisch gewend nog in helm achter helm, bis wanneer er het bere gewend dem teo wa weo wa geshech op nis heem, wat dat ze alm in die klippen.
The process of enclothement and concealment of the divine light descends even further. It describes how the divine light is enclothed within deeper layers of concealment until it reaches the point of creating the lowest realms, the worlds of klippa, and concealment and opposition to holiness.
Und der sagt, dass er durch was er das geworden durch Elohim, was er das erinnern hat, wurde wahrzimt.
This process of concealment and creation of the lower realms is accomplished through the divine attribute of judgment and tzimtzum, contraction or concealment. This illustrates how Hashem's infinite light is concealed through the attribute of judgment, allowing for the existence of a world that appears separate from its divine source.
Bis wann ist er dämmert, dass er mit Malik Kolhamizis wäre weiter mit Weir sein, und danach tut er sich auch in der Helle, macht er Helle und Hilo, jacher Hilo. Bis wann ist er, dass er wird Helle im Heer, wäre weiter mit Weir sein, als viele Kehle aller Zeit.
The concept of upwards, infinitely, refers to the idea of revelation and concealment without end. The infinite light, or Ein Sof, was revealed before the Tzimtzum, filling all of existence. It then undergoes a process of concealment until it becomes Helem Haor, concealment of the light.
Und danach Helem Heder Hoyer Asilikir Alatzad und Heder Agiva Zafiba dort wo der Rege Finzer steht er in Anefen nicht von Gil.
This concealment can reach a point where the light is not perceived at all, even in the place where it exists. This illustrates the profound level of concealment that can occur where the infinite light is present but not revealed.
Was a dos is was er sagt der Helle, was er sagt in meinem Helle, mach er Helle. Und der Miet teitscht er ob der Le Meile, Le Meile Adin Kees, wo dos er bedug mir wie frie Geräten, Le Mata Mata Adin Tachlis.
The mimer elucidates the concept of helem achar helem, concealment after concealment, to explain lamala mala ad ein ketz, higher and higher without end. This concept parallels the idea of lamata mata ad ein tachlis, lower and lower without limit, which refers to the infinite extension of Hashem's revelation into the lowest realms. In describing helem achar helem, the mimer emphasizes a process of increasing concealment, where the divine light becomes more and more hidden. This concealment is so profound that it reaches a state where the light is not perceived at all, even where it actually exists. This illustrates the infinite capacity of Hashem to conceal His light, just as He has the infinite capacity to reveal it. The mimer is highlighting the duality of Hashem's interaction with creation, both in infinite revelation and in infinite concealment.
Und das ist in der Nähe, wie sagt, dass nicht nur das steht in der Nähe, in Dorten. In der Helle muss ich gar nicht sagen, zu Gilui. Nur wie der, wie verstandig von Teres Amagi. Was Teich, Stopp in Riem, der Teres Fassist, in Balis Fassist, der Steichat Zeitzis Kessef, das Steichat Zoi Zuris. Und der Teich, das Opa der Zoi Zuris, ist das Odom. Was der Odom ist, David Memi, Dibur Machschowe, der Dame, das ist der Odom Lemata. Nur das sind doch nicht kein Odom Scholem, durch was wird das nicht Chatzoi Zuris, nur Adover Scholem, wird das Dodru, was sich mischabe, mit allen, was das Awufe Schleile.
In this passage, the mimer emphasizes that the concealment being discussed is not merely about the light being in a place where it's not connected to Gilui, revelation. Rather, it highlights a deeper understanding, as explained by the Magid of Mezrich. He explains that Adam, represented by the letters of Adam, for speech and thought, is not complete until it connects with the Aleph, the divine source. This connection transforms the Adam, enabling him to unite with the divine and become whole. This deepens our understanding of the Rebbe's message. The concealment is not an end in itself, but serves the purpose of leading Adam to recognize his true essence and connect with the divine source. The concept of shtei chatzai tsuros, two half-forms, indicates that a person is inherently a half, needing to connect with the divine Aleph to become whole.
Und sagt, wie kommt das vor? אז אוסו הקודש ברוך הוא צמצומים הרבה, צמצומים הרבה בכמו אילמס, וננוח מסביר ביזוון את הגרד הצמצומים, ביזוון את צוות נמשך עד הודום, כדי שיוסה הודום ארדוס עם הקודש ברוך הוא. ודפון את הפרשטנדק עד הצמצומים רבים.
The mimer explains that the purpose of the numerous tzimtzumim, contractions, and the many levels of concealment is ultimately for the revelation to reach Adam, man. The goal is for Adam to achieve a unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. The Rebbe clarifies that the tzimtzumim are not meant to result in a permanent concealment. Rather, the intention is that the light should eventually be drawn down to the level of Adam. It should impact the Dalet Mem, representing speech and thought, and connect it with the Aleph, the divine source, creating a unity that transcends the ordinary levels of human experience. In this way, the concealment serves a purpose, to enable Adam to realize his true makeup and connect with the divine. The ultimate goal is for Adam to unite with the Aleph and become whole, transcending the limitations of the lower levels of existence.
Und das fehlt auf sehr viel, wie er im Amtschich in der Tere, in Rimsi Tere, hat der Odom da fechit durchbrechen kol ha-Gashmischewe. Und nele sei mir Mato le Mailo, bis wann et er nicht misachit im HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And through this process, man continues to elevate, breaking through all physical limitations and rising from below to above until uniting with Hashem.
Wodefun zetmen adelemaila adinkeitzenit norin yone dass sie erhellen, was sie nicht scheich ist zu den Motten, welchen der ist auf Nisalim. Nur sie wird dort der Isardus, und die Isardus peilt in Asam in Efen, wie sie in an Efen Pnimia, der Oder mit der Nord beschewe. Es hat gar Gashmiers und das Ehle, der Meile, wie sie wird dort alles im Akkodisch Baruch.
The concept of Lamala Ad Ein Kates isn't only about a concealment that remains aloof and disconnected from the lower worlds. Rather, it's about an elevation that leads to a profound unity with Hashem. This unity is so deep that it transforms the concealment into revelation, affecting Adam in a profound way. Adam, through his efforts, elevates the physical and reconnects with the divine, achieving a state of unity with Hashem. This process transforms the concealment into revelation, so profound that it affects Adam internally. Ultimately, this leads to a complete unity, where Adam and the Aleph are fully united. The journey from concealment to revelation, from separation to unity, is the ultimate purpose of creation, as Adam connects with the divine and fulfills his true potential to bring it all together. The mimer is exploring the concept of Lamala Ad Ein Kates, infinitely upward, in the context of the light after the Tzimtzum. The question is about what it means for the light to be infinitely upward within the framework of reality post-Tzimtzum. We're delving into profound questions about its purpose, direction, and implications. Indeed, an infinite relationship is essential for true unity. The boundless nature of the relationship between Hashem and the Jew, as facilitated by the concept of Tzimtzum, allows for a unity that transcends limitations. It's through this infinite relationship that the Jew can truly unite with Hashem, revealing the divine essence within the world and within themselves. This mirrors the Rebbe's teaching in his last address about the concept of Machatzis HaShekel, half a shekel, emphasizing that we are each a half and need to unite with the divine. This unity is not confined by the finite, but is ever expanding, encompassing the infinite nature of Hashem's light and the boundless potential for revelation and connection. The idea that Hashem's concealment and the boundless system he created allow for a unique relationship between the Jew and the divine. The infinite expansion and the concealment of Hashem create a space where the finite and the infinite can meet. This boundless realm allows the Jew to connect with the very essence of Hashem, the Atzmus Ein Sof Baruch Hu, through their avoda in this world. This connection is not just a matter of transcending limits, but discovering the infinite within the finite, emphasizing the unique role of the Jew in revealing the deepest truths of Hashem's essence in the world.